This is Tony Silvera, and you're listening to Little Devotional. Please check us online at the iTunes Store or at littledevotional.com. Today I would like to share a thought about being spiritual giants. Peter and John, in the book of Acts, chapter 3, they had just healed a man that was begging for money at the door of the temple. Looking at him, they said, "Silver or gold we have not, but what we have, we deliver to you, so be healed." And the man jumped and entered the temple. Everybody looked at this miracle. They said in Acts chapter 3, verse 12, "Why look so intentionally at us, as though by our own power or godliness we had made this man walk?" So we must clearly see that when we have the Holy Spirit in us, we are ministering spirits. I wonder if Peter and John really knew what they had. And I think that they didn't. And I challenge you to try what you have. No one knows what he has in the baptism in the Holy Spirit or in the power of the Holy Spirit. You have no conception of it. You cannot measure it by any human standards. It is greater than any man can imagine. Consequently, those two disciples had no idea of what they had. For the first time, after they had been filled, baptized with the Holy Spirit, they came down to the gate Beautiful, and there they saw the man sitting who had been lame for over 40 years. What was the first thing that happened after they saw him? Ministry. What was the second? Operation. What was the third? Manifestation. Of course, it could not be otherwise, so you will always find this order of things in scriptures. Last year, I was visiting the country of Angola in Africa, and I met with a man, a pastor, and he introduced another man that was looking very sick. There was a big crowd with this man. I asked what happened to the man, and I was told a story. This man was dead for 4 days. The pastor was at the funeral home or the funeral place where the body was laid, and he prayed for this body, for the corpse, and the man came back to life. As a consequence, a whole village was saved, and I had the privilege of preaching in the inaugural service at that church, the city of Benguela on the Atlantic coast of Africa. I know that God wants to do things far greater than what we think. That's what we read in the first verse of the Acts of the Apostles. It says, Jesus began both to do and teach. So Jesus has had to begin to do, and so must we. There is no better thing in life than receiving the presence of the Holy Spirit. When you are filled with the Holy Spirit, you can do the work of God with the confidence and the trust that the Holy Spirit will confirm with signs and wonders all the things that you say under God's anointing. Then you can become a spiritual giant. Check us online at littledevotional.com and learn how you can download this podcast directly into your iPhone, iPod, BlackBerry, or other. If you prefer social media, just go to audioboo.fm/littledevotional. You can download the Audioboo app for free at the iTunes Store and listen to our program on the road.